was very disappointed to be doing this instead of general practice, but I got completely fascinated by all the social problems that I came across in these clinics, where I saw up to 100 babies in an afternoon. So you can imagine what they were like. What struck me at the time was, of the many problems that there were, one of the most important ones was contraception, or a lack of it. So people had huge families because there was no way of not having huge families, or even big families, but some were huge. My biggest family had 22 children, all separate births, yes. So anyhow, because of that, and because there were no pills or coils or anything like that in those days, I got involved in working in family planning clinics, which were also run by the council, although they were delegated to the Family Planning Association. So we had family planning clinics there too, in John Scott. I set up a domiciliary family planning service for mothers who've got 22 children or even half a dozen. It's not that easy to get to a clinic. The other thing which was great concern to us at the time was that there was a very high infant mortality rate, and there were lots of single mothers, which were at the time called mothers of illegitimate children. I mean, it was not considered a good thing to have a baby if you weren't married. And we had mother and baby homes and things like that, but they weren't at John Scott. Mothers went out to work and didn't want big families, so they limited the families themselves. But they did that by coming to the family planning clinics. Mm. And you had to pay for family planning, and unless you were a single mother. Mm. And so, as I was saying at the meeting the other day, we used to have clinics for married women and clinics for single women. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
I think really the pill had an enormous effect, but it wasn't as easy to get hold of it as it is now, probably. You know, GPs couldn't just dispense the pill. They had to have proper training in family planning to dispense the pill and to put coils in. And I was very connected to training GPs. I was an FPA training doctor. But I mean, in those days you had to sign, and you had to get your husband's signature for, say, a coil to be put in.